The news read by Colette Janney. The main points. The people of the littoral region have pledged their loyalty and support to President Paul Biya after watching a documentary showcasing his achievements as President of the Republic. At least 59 people have died in Bangladesh amid worsening clashes between the police and anti-government protesters. In sports, Cameroonian 100-meter sprinter Emmanuel Esemealu Brede competes tonight for a place into the finals of the men's categories. Those were the main points, and now the news in full. We begin with the finals that has just taken place of the basketball. Battison Basketball Club of Douala and FAB Men of Yaoundé are the winners of the Cup of Cameroon in the women and men categories. Battison Women beat city rivals University of Douala Basketball Club by 57 points to 43 in the final today at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex, while FAB defeated AF 75-68. At the end of the men's final, Ben College Noroboro Nyoberuwa caught the reactions of the coach of FAB and also James Aff, a basketballer, at the end of the competition. Let's take a listen.
My name is Nexi James. I'm player of ALF basketball. At the end of this game, personally, I feel a little bit hurt because it was a close game. We lose by, I think, 5 points, and it's really hurting.
Taking at what point, ALF, your team was leading and FAB came back? It seems that something was wrong with your team. At the moment you started leading, FAB will come back and take the lead.
I think we did some errors. We lose some balls, and defensively it wasn't really on point. So, yeah, that's why we took some other points behind. And
a difficult side for you people to crack, FAB.
It wasn't an easy game. But it was like we could win, actually. I think we are a young team, and lack of experience and concentration also.
You say work continues?
Yeah, work continues. We'll be back next year.
Kevin Wester, very tough game, tough team, tough opponent, tough coach. It was very, very great and very difficult because we played at the last minute. The game was too tight. But we stay on our games, we stay on our system, and we do not let them go, and we won the match.
Coach Kevin said your opponents, half of Yaoundé, threatened to come back towards the end of the match. What did you tell your boys?
I tell my boys to stay focused of what we are doing, because we had two possession. Let us keep the two possession. Not allow them to come back. Well, how will you do it? On defense. We try to activate our defense, our man-to-man defense.
And what have been the force of FAB?
Yes, the force of FAB is playing together, thinking together.
And in the meantime, B Dreamers of Yaoundé and Vikings of Douala, the winners of the Basketball Cup of Cameroon in the junior category. B Dreamers under 18 girls in post a 670-61 point win on FAB of Yaoundé in the first final today at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. In the second final, Vikings won KSA or KSA of Douala by 83-61 baskets. Cameroonian 100-meter sprinter Emmanuel Esemealu Brede will tonight at about 10 minutes past 7 Cameroon time be competing for a place into the men's 100-meter finals after emerging second in his heat at round 1 yesterday. Manuel Eseme tonight needs to emerge amongst the first two to pick a place into the finals of the men's category. Cameroonian 400-meter hurdler Linda Angonu will this Monday compete during the catch-up in the women's 400-meter hurdle for a place into the semifinals. She failed to pick up a direct semifinal ticket today in Paris after emerging last in the heat in 55.69 seconds. Details with CLTV Special Envoy to Paris, Baldwin Sama.
A difficult race it was for Linda Angonu, a major challenge she had that of avoiding an early exit from Paris 2024. Running in heat 3 of the women's 400-meter hurdles, Linda Angonu was far from being outstanding as she was last in her heat with a 55.69 seconds time.
I'm satisfied because I created new records, which was one of my objectives. And I think tomorrow I will be able to do it and qualify for the semifinals.
She will be competing this Monday for a place into the semifinals during the catch-up series.
Tomorrow I'm hopeful because during part one of my race I didn't go in totally. Since I reserved myself to be more resistant at the end, it didn't work well, so tomorrow I will change strategies.
While waiting, Focus Sunday night will be on Emmanuel Eseme Alobode, who will be running for a place into the men's 100 meters finals. Covering the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, Pino Meyebe, Olivier Kounou, Baldwin Sama on special assignments.
Announced away from sports, the people of the Littoral region have pledged their loyalty and support to President Paul Biya after watching a documentary showcasing his achievements as President of the Republic. The documentary titled Paul Biya, a Great Statesman with a Prodigious Destiny, was screened yesterday at the Douala Besigye Ceremonial Ground during a ceremony attended by over 3,000 people. The life of President Paul Biya has served as a source of inspiration for many Douala city dwellers, as you tell us, Pontianus Lawong.
Outstanding works of an extraordinary nation builder compiled in a 90-minute documentary. After projection at the Besigye Ceremonial Grounds in Douala, the population identified itself with the achievements. Charlie Ekanga, Douala City Dweller.
When I got my GCE advanced level, there was not University of Douala. There was only the one University of Yaoundé. The railway station of Besigye was constructed by Paul Biya.
The successes of this extraordinary visionary, many argue, are thanks to his distinguished qualities, notably humility, commitment and extreme kindness as reflected by the documentary. Musa Useini, businessman.
We learned many things about the story of Mr. Paul Biya, and we realized that he have made many efforts to be in the place that he today. It's not by joking, it's by the power of work. So it's perfectly organized, and we saw that this achievement have been possible because he have a vision.
Paul Biya has been portrayed as Cameroon's hero, recognized even by his political opponents, Jean-Jacques Ekindi.
When he said that, here I am in Douala, it was a turmoil period. People were just demonstrating quite everywhere. A rumor said that he cannot come to Douala because he is fearing the demonstrators, but finally he came.
Through the Minister of State, Laurent Esso, the Littoral region has expressed gratitude to Paul Biya, pledging their loyalty and support as he continues to pilot Cameroon to socio-economic prosperity. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
The Com community in Yaoundé from Boyo Division of the Northwest region has been exhorted to shun all attitudes that dishonor the COM line and to demonstrate unfiltered support and respect for state institutions. The message was delivered in Yaoundé today by their phone, His Royal Highness Clement Z II, who was on his maiden official visit out of the COM palace since he was enthroned in 2017. The event, at which the Prime Minister was represented by his special advisor, Professor Cheka Cosmas, was also attended by traditional rulers, members of parliament, and the entire COM community in Yaoundé. George Mwam has the details.
An array of cultural groups in ecstasy as the fawn of COM, His Royal Highness Clement II, makes his way into the esplanade of the Yaoundé City Town Hall. The custodian of COM customs and tradition, on his first official visit out of COM land since his enthronement in 2017, brings to his children in the nation's capital a message of peace and a call for the respect of state institutions.
The message of the fund is anchored on three values of his reign, which are love, peace, and togetherness. The fund is ready to reinforce the Qui Fund decision on what people must do to all development associations that exist in COM and out of COM.
While saluting the COM population for giving a facelift to the COM palace, the fund implores them not to relent in their efforts.
Palace is bad. It is difficult to get to the palace, even in the diocese. And so he's appealing to come sons and daughters to help do something about it.
In joy and satisfaction at the fund's demonstration of selfless leadership to his people, the president of the Yaoundé chapter of the COM Cultural and Development Association, Tubo Calistus, showers him with praise for choosing Yaoundé as his first destination.
It is a rare occasion for the fund to move out of the palace. This is first a sign of selfless service. It's a sign of availability for his people. We thank him for what he has been doing for us. His wisdom for us is enough.
To the entire COM community in Yaoundé, some of whom were seeing their fawn for the first time since he sat on the stool of the ancestors, his coming reignites sweet memories of home away from home.
George Muam reports in there, and still in culture, indigenes of Wokwai village on the outskirts of Boya in the southwest region say the rehabilitation and development of their village remains their top priority. They made the declaration yesterday during a gathering to discuss the construction of a village hall and to keep the village clean. The meeting was coordinated by the Wokwai Village Development Association. Details with Herring McCauley of CLTV Boya.
According to officials of Wokwai Village Development Association, the time has come for Wokwai Village to speed up its development. And so the first step towards that goal, they say, is to rehabilitate the village by keeping it clean. So on Saturday, when indigents of the village met, surrounding bushes were brought down, streets and footpaths were opened up, gutters dug, amongst other things. Mr. Johannes Matutengie is president of Wokwai Village Development Association.
All the sons and daughters of Wokwai Village come on the way. Come back home to meet the plane. Very neat. After this, we are about to see how we can put our community hall. That's our next step. Thank the government for giving us this authority to come back home.
Mr. Lee Kambi Francis is the Secretary General of the Wokwai Village Development Association.
I'll first of all congratulate the sons and daughters of Wokwai who have made it possible to take part in this cleanup campaign to attract the sons and daughters who are outside to come back to the village and develop the village.
Speaking during the gathering, officials of the Wokwai Development Association said their main goal is not only to encourage sons and daughters of Wokwai to come back to the village, but also to contribute to its development. Henry McCauley, CRTV, Boya.
Over in the West region, the 42nd edition of the Bambi Bacham Culture and Sports Week that will culminate with the Congress of the Bambi Bacham people has kicked off. The opening ceremony was presided over by the ancestral chief of the Bambi Bacham people, His Majesty Khan Roger, this Saturday in the presence of former Indomitable Lions Jules Denis Onana. Details with our West regional correspondent Isaac Ngong Nkum.
For 1 week, the Bambi Bacham people from across the globe will converge on their ancestral land in the Bambutus to celebrate their cultural heritage and promote development. Emmanuel Fekin is a member of the organizing committee.
The main objective of the cultural week of Bambi Bacham is to gather all the children of this country to think about its development so that a sustained development can be observed by population to ease their life in Bambi Bacham. This year, particularly, we have built two bridges which enable population to move from one place to another.
The opening ceremony is graced with a football encounter under the auspices of the ancestral leader of the Bambi Bacham people, His Majesty Roger Kene, who decorates former Indomitable Lion Jules Denis Onana as honorary citizen of Bambi Bacham.
I was very curious when I was invited by His Majesty, and I decided to come and see by myself. And I can tell you now, I'm very proud of what I've seen. And you see those attributes have been awarded to me, but I'm very proud of it.
In the opening encounter, Bambi Experience FC of Douala beat Bambi Semans FC of Bafoussam 2-1. A sports work for peace and unity in Cameroon, cultural manifestations and exhibitions of traditional artifacts of the Bambi Bacham people spice the opening ceremony of the week-long cultural and sports bonanza. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Bambi Bacham.
And we stay in the West region where commemorative activities to mark the 13th edition of the African Decentralization and Local Development Day that coincides with the African Civil Registration and Vital Statistics Day has been officially launched in Bafoussam through a sports walk. The focus of the week-long event is mainly to raise awareness on the progress made so far by the Cameroonian government and the new strategies to better fast-track the process for the welfare of the population. Kelvin Nembo reports from CLTV West in Bafoussam.
Effective decentralization permits the people to be active rather than passive development actors. Through the 6-kilometer sports walk across Bafoussam town, organizers are inviting the population to fully embrace participatory development, a crucial ingredient. The West Regional Delegate for Decentralization, Aristide Epanda, said the sports walk is just one of the many activities that will be organized throughout the week to better sensitize the population on strides made over the years by the government and partner organizations to accelerate the process for the welfare of all.
We have to celebrate decentralization so far to see from where we're coming and where we are today. The state has transferred so many competences to the local authorities in various domains. An opportunity for local authorities to tell the population what they have been doing so far.
The 13th edition of the African Decentralization and Local Development Day, which coincides with the African Civil Registration and Vital Statistics Day, will equally be an avenue for all stakeholders to devise new strategies to better mitigate the birth registration problem in the West region. Kelvin Embo, CRTV News in Bafusam.
The Cameroon film industry has been enriched with the first ever one-character movie. The movie titled When the Leaves Broke has already bagged more than 25 national and international awards as well as several nominations. The film, written and directed by Musin Derek, was screened for the first time in Cameroon yesterday in Douala to the acclamation of spectators. Kola Maloke reports.
I'm just getting started.
For 90 minutes, the spectators were held spellbound in anticipation of what would happen next. The storyline of When the Levees Broke is about corruption. Stephanie Tum.
When the Levees Broke is a movie that talks about the lady who is trying to fight against corruption and other vices in her country. And she's met with challenges in her family and other people who are trying to stop her from achieving this goal. But she stands strong and she continues to push through until she's able to crack that wall and start getting what she was fighting for.
Through this movie, the brain behind it wants to pass out a message. Musin Derek Ten is the writer and director.
I kind of think that a lot of us want a better Africa, but nobody wants to join the conversation. Everybody's that scared. I am joining the conversation without pointing a direct finger at anybody. But truth be told, if we all can just spark a conversation, if we all can just realize that we need to be a part of building the Africa that we want to see, the Cameroon that we want to see. Just maybe in the soonest future, we will leave that Africa.
The movie has been lauded by many in the industry. Ruth Nkwenty is a Cameroonian artist based in Lagos, Nigeria.
I'm so proud of Stephanie and what this film has accomplished. Musin Derek is a powerful director. It's not easy to push and push and get that kind of situation.
The spectators couldn't help but give a standing ovation to the cast and crew at the end of the movie, which has already won more than 25 awards at the national and international level. Kola Maloke, CRTV News, Douala.
And onto this press release, the rector of the University of Douala, Professor Magua Ondua, was involved in an accident today along the Yaoundé-Douala Road. He was immediately transported to the Lankatini Hospital in Douala, where health experts have confirmed he is stable and out of danger. The press release is being signed by the Secretary General of the University of Douala, Professor Henri Désiré Muntikoko Bébé. And in religion, Jehovah's Witnesses in the center and south regions are taking part in a three-day spiritual meal under the theme Announcing the Good News. This is also within the annual come together, during which the Christians are encouraged to spread God's word. The spiritual gathering is marked by baptism and other spiritual activities, which the public relations officer Caleb Mendong now highlights in the following interview.
The 2024 Declare the Good News Regional Convention at the Olympus Stadium was centered on Jesus' life as recorded in the four gospel accounts, the good news about his birth, his life of faith, and how we all can benefit from it. One of the highlights was the baptism of 289 new friends of the good news, the youngest being 9 years old and the oldest 71. The over 19,000 attendees also appreciated the first episode of the feature film, The Good News According to Jesus, which depicted accurate events of his life from his birth to his teenage years. And we'd like to say there are 17 other episodes that will be released subsequently on our website, jw.org. So even though we're bombarded daily with negative news on the media, this can sap us of our joy. One thing we've learned to counter negative news is to declare the good news about Jesus.
And that was a public relations officer of the Jehovah Witnesses from the center and south regions there, Caleb Mendong. Still in religion, Christians of the Bolivar Diocese of the Roman Catholic Church have joyfully offered thanksgiving to the Lord for protecting their spiritual leader, Monsignor Philippe Anlebaga, from a recent accident. This was during a pontifical mass at the St. Anne and Joachim Cathedral today, marking the first public appearance of the bishop following the accident that occurred last June 29. Clarence has a report from CLTV South in Ebolova.
It was with great excitement, praise and worship that the Christian faithful from all the parishes of the Bolivar Diocese ushered Monsignor Philippe Alembarga into the St. Anne and Joachim Cathedral in Abang. A triumphant entry of the bishop into the Temple of God after surviving a car accident 2 months ago. Siri Aloidu and Bamukong Hans. Faithful.
By the grace of God, he survived. We came here to celebrate, to thank God, and to pray to him.
The chairman of the parish council, a singly Anglophone parish. We are here to thank God for the life of our bishop, who had a fatal accident, but thank God his life was saved.
In his homily drawn from the Gospel of John chapter 6, Bishop Philippe Alembaruga testified of God's saving grace and exhorted the faithful to trust God at all times. He expressed gratitude to the Christians for their ceaseless prayers and support. The prelate also thanked the presidential couple for their assistance during the tragic moment.
I could die, but the hand of God covered me, and I am here today to thank God who helped me to stand up.
Bishop Philippe Alembaruga survived the unexpected accident alongside a reverend sister and his driver in the morning of Sunday, June 29, while on his way to the cathedral to officiate a priestly ordination. Clarence Azzi reporting for CRTV News in Ebolova.
Out of the country, Nigerian President Bola Tinubu has appealed for protests to end after bloodshed during 3 days of demonstrations over a deepening cost of living crisis. At least 7 people have died and more than 700 have been arrested since Nigerians nationwide rallied on Thursday for the first of 10 planned days of rage. In a televised address, the Nigerian president said he had heard his people, especially the youth, adding that he understood their pain and frustration. The president also defended his reforms, which the protesters blamed for their hardships since he came to office in May of last year. At least 52 people have been killed in Bangladesh amid worsening clashes between police and anti-government protesters. The unrest comes as student leaders have declared a campaign of civil disobedience to demand that Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina step down. The student protest started with a demand to abolish quotas in civil service jobs last month, but has turned into a wider anti-government movement. And we've now come to the end of this newscast, but before I leave, a reminder of our top stories. The people of the Littoral region have pledged their loyalty and support to President Paul Biya after watching a documentary showcasing his achievements as President of the Republic. At least 59 people have died in Bangladesh amid worsening clashes between the police and anti-government protesters. And in sports, Cameroonian 100-meter sprinter Emmanuel Essemialubreda competes tonight for a place in the two-day finals of the men's category. The news was presented by Kolejani. Thank you for listening.